those.
My name is Marty Laments. I am here with Media Milwaukee interviewing Leah, Paul, and Quinn, and we're going to ask them about the documentary that they just created. Leah, how would you like to start telling me about the documentary you guys have here?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, it is a day, in the life of me and Paul living with type 1 diabetes.
And how did you guys come up with this idea?
Both Paul and I had the same idea for it, so it was pretty easy when we were picking partners.
Yeah.
But I've had diabetes for 23 years.
And I've had it for about 5 months now, so about 6 months actually. So we just kind of decided, this was an easy way to go about it. Just, we had the same idea, we have kind of the same experiences, not necessarily like specifics, but just the similar experience of having diabetes in general. So we thought, this would be a good documentary idea to go with. So.
And I don't have it at all.
Yeah, how did you get included here?
Basically, I was in an original group, and the idea just kind of fell through, and they didn't really want, we just kind of all went on our separate ways, and I'm really good friends with Leah and Paul, and I just wanted to help them out because I think the idea for the documentary is awesome. They're living it, so it's perfect. And I just want to do everything I could to help out my good friends.
Cool. What were some of the challenges that you guys faced in producing this documentary?
I think from my standpoint, it was just like getting footage, because there really isn't. They have a disease that's not physically visible. It's something within them, and it's something they experience. So how do you get that on film, really? Do they talk about it? Do you have to catch the right moment? So really for me, it was finding really what to film and the right time to film it. Anyone else want to add in?
I do. It's a tricky thing, because I say like 60% of the time I'm not feeling great at all because of my blood sugar levels, but I don't look like I have diabetes, like that's not a thing. So just going through college and trying to just live a day-to-day life where people don't really know you're sick, but you are sick, there's some struggles in that.
In terms of like actually producing it, like I know it's like various things that I do, and I'm kind of a procrastinator, so I often tend to procrastinate on homework, which kind of prevents me from like meeting up with these guys to help them out. But when we're like in class, and the times I am able to help them out and we're all in a group together, I try to do as much as I can. So more so from that standpoint of actually producing it was where it kind of was tougher in my personal case, but just kind of from the standpoint of like what we filmed and stuff like that, kind of like what Quinn and Leah were talking about, it's pretty much just what they said. So
were there any moments in particular that you guys enjoyed, or any things that were like funny that happened while you guys were filming? Or
we got some good shots of me at work at the Yo factory, where, if I tell people I have diabetes, they're like, oh, you work at the Yo factory. For those who don't know, the Yo factory is a frozen yogurt shop, just wall to wall filled with creamy treats and candy. But, I got shots of me just eating my froyo and being like, hey, for those who think otherwise, this is not what diabetes is.
What I found the coolest was when I would go out filming, and if it would be with Leah and Paul, or if it was just with Leah or just with Paul, and we had kind of a mindset of what we wanted to do, maybe like just have them doing some stuff or getting some like sound bites for interviews for the documentary, and often like they would be conversing amongst themselves about their diabetes or just their day-to-day lives and what they go through, and I would just turn on the camera right there, and that's kind of where I captured, I think, some of the best parts. Just it wasn't anything artificial. It wasn't anything I set up. It was just, it was very natural, and it was very, yeah, it was natural.
And that leads into the next question pretty well. So I guess that was your process of shooting. How often did you shoot? Like, how much footage did you end up taking? Did you guys have, like, an overwhelming amount?
I don't know. What do you think? How many hours do you think we got? We actually got a lot of hours, a lot of footage. At first we just did interviews where I just asked a set of questions. They use us like sound bites, and we would go out and get some like B-roll, or like Leah at the Yo Factory, or me and Leah went to the pharmacy one day. And how do you think how many hours we got?
Well, our first set of interviews was about an hour and a half of footage, and then everything from there is pretty hit or miss. We have a lot. I want to say maybe we have about like five hours of footage.
I was gonna say about five, so
yeah. I'd say like, yeah, 5 to 6 would be a good estimate.
What do you guys hope the audience takes away from your film?
I think that something that I hope they take away from it is there's a lot of misconceptions about diabetes type 1 in particular. Like, if you asked 100 people what they know about diabetes, a lot of the stuff would probably have to relate to type 2 more so than type 1, because type 1 is only in about 5% of diabetics. And so I think a lot of the ideas that people get about diabetes and things like that, you know, you can like prevent it from exercising and managing your diet and all that kind of stuff is all the stuff from type 2. But like type 1 isn't as talked about. And so I think I hope that this is a good way to inform people a little more about what type 1 is and the struggles that come with that.
Yeah, going off that, only about 5% of everyone who has diabetes has type 1, which is what we have. And yesterday, November 14th, was like World National Diabetes Awareness Day or whatever it's called. But yeah, I tagged like 25 friends in a post, and I'm like, you know, this isn't rare. My ex-boyfriend has diabetes. My uncle has it. I have about 100 friends from diabetes camp who has it. And I don't think people realize that there's so many people who are around them who have it and they just don't realize.
I think I think the film is very educational. It's supposed to debunk kind of the misconceptions and myths about type 1 diabetes. But I also view it as also an experience. Liam and Paul are, they're just like any other college student, like you and me. But they have one thing that makes them different from a lot of other people is that they have to deal with type 1 diabetes. And so a lot of their lives are distracted and dedicated to that. And it's really an experience of what they go through on a day-to-day basis. And but really how they're really like you and I think, as well.
Do you guys have any big ideas next individually? I know this is kind of a group project, but or for class. But, I mean, do you guys have anything else on the horizon?
I've done photo projects about type 1 diabetes. I've done a feature that I have published on the WM Post. And I'm just really excited for this documentary to get out, too. If I could, I would like to do more for diabetes awareness. But also on top of that, me, Paul, and Quinn are all going to Texas to cover the aftermath of their hurricane in a couple weeks. So we have some journalistic adventures in the horizon pretty soon.
Very cool. You guys looking forward to that?
To Texas?
Yeah.
I am. I've never been that far south, and I've heard many great things about Texas, and I think it'll be a very educational and new experience for me.
Paul. Yeah, and I'm also looking forward to it. I mean, like... Quinn said I haven't been that far down south before, but I have been to like Louisiana, but I haven't been down to like Texas in that area. And I just think with all the coverage that it got and then it kind of died down, and that's kind of why we're going there, is not as many people are talking about the especially the small towns. We're going to Beaumont and Port Arthur, like the smaller cities in Texas that have kind of been overlooked, especially with like Houston and what they went through, and then them just winning the World Series. And so everyone's kind of, all the attention was on Houston. So we kind of want to go there and show like how these other places are getting on after it. And from a diabetes perspective, then in the future, I want to do like, I'm planning on trying to do something for like the JDRF walk near my hometown coming up. I think it's next like April or May or something like that. So just looking to do stuff like that. So
anyone else?
Quinn is going to have to remind me and Paul not to forget our diabetes supplies when we go to Texas. Otherwise, he's going to be babysitting us.
I'll be very strict about that.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, guys. Again, this was Quinn, Paul, and Leah and their diabetes documentary. Oh, I didn't even ask you. What is the name of your documentary?
Not My Type.
Not My Type. I like it.
Creative and innovative.
I like it. Yeah, thanks again for joining me. Again, my name is Marty Laments. I'm with Media Milwaukee. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.